Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ross's Rants. I am the host, Ross, and this week, it's been an exciting week. Nothing really has been going on in the news, other than NFL started this week. Thursday night football for the NFL kickoff was the lowest since the whole taking a knee and whatnot. Is down 22% from last year, which was supposed to be the lowest. I think there was a few people that kneeled, but the rest of them didn't. So, I don't know. They're going to probably stop showing the national anthem on TV, I guess. I know they said they were going to do it for Monday Night Football. It is what it is. Football this week was pretty interesting, honestly. There was teams that lost that I felt that should never lost. And then there was teams that won that I felt that shouldn't have won, but they did anyways. I feel NFL is just going to be a weird season. It's probably going to be an up-and-down season. Who knows? And I guess, like, right before the week started, Richard Sherman said that 2020 will probably be a lockout. I could see that happening because of all the penalties that was called, because some of them were unnecessary, honestly. There's no reason for the refs to be calling stuff that crazy. Well, I get they're there for safety and they ensure that teams follow the rules. But when you get refs calling stuff that shouldn't be what they are, and then the NFL referee commissioner or whatever it is coming back and stating that a lot of those wasn't bad calls. I mean, it brings the question, what is really going on with the refs? Are they not? I mean, it's a whole bunch of a lot of stuff that's going on. I think the NFL is going to restructure their contract on negotiation with the Players Association and whatnot. Probably 2020, we're going to see the NFL go on a lockout, which the players don't really care, but the NFL is probably going to lose more people that they have already lost from either sides of the people who support the stance on kneeling and the people who don't support the kneeling. They have lost both sides. The NFL has been playing both sides, trying to figure out what they can do, and what they should have did was in the beginning is not allow it, and just end it the way it was. But they can't really do it because the media has exploited it and blew it up. Because every time I look on Twitter or any kind of social media app, we're talking about how many players kneeled. Honestly, I don't really give a fuck because most of them are probably not going to do anything that's worth a shit out in their off season. I don't see them ever fucking doing something in their off season. You know, it is what it is at this point in time. So this week, I guess this will be week 3 in college football, and this will be week 2. I think college football is going to be pretty exciting this week. A lot of good games. College football seems to always have a lot of good games. NFL should be pretty exciting too. It is week 2. We'll see. We'll figure it out what's going on with the teams that are losing and the teams that are winning. Yada, yada, yada. All right, since we're talking about sports, I wanted to talk about this week. I guess during the U.S. Open, Serena Williams lost her shit and went on a rampage. And like, as soon as it happened, the first thing that came in my mind was that they're probably going to start some kind of racial thing, say it was all about race or whatever. And then it turned out to be that it was some kind of sexism. So, to be 100% honest about that, I don't really know what she said. I'm not a lip reader, but I'm pretty sure that she's probably said some pretty fucked up shit to the ref. It's a violation. It's a rule. I guess she came out and said it was sexist. Who knows? Media's playing on it, making her look like a good person. I guess some Australian media made a cartoon meme about her, and a lot of people are complaining, calling it racist, but it's actually satire. There's nothing racist about it. They responded by making a cover to a magazine or something, and it was pretty much making fun of Americans and being sensitive. So I can see that because Americans over time has become very sensitive, and they're just becoming weak overall. Anything's offensive. All I'm going to say is if something offends you, just don't pay attention to it. Move on to the next thing. Like, life is too short to fucking be spending your time on being offended by stupidity. So, went on some, I don't know, she's been on some rampage. Everybody's on a rampage. It's some kind of sexism, racism, bigotry that's going on, I guess. Everybody's a bigot. But I guess she said some offensive things to the judge. But nobody cares because it's Serena Williams and she can throw a tantrum and nobody gives a fuck. So not on that note, Jim Carrey is literally lost his fucking shit. The dude has played too many fucking roles in life. He has gone batshit fucking crazy. I think he needs to, like, chill the fuck out. He went on Bill Murray and stated that America needs to say yes to everything about socialism and stop apologizing. And I watched the video to that, and I was just like, this guy is fucking retarded. Because socialism has shown not to work. There's no country in the world that socialism has actually worked. And even with their distant cousin, the fucking communism, it still has killed more people than any other fucking government possible. Like, Venezuela is a huge example of an absolute failure socialism. I just read something from a college professor tweet or whatever, and he was stating that there's millions of people escaping Venezuela across the border. The refuge is, like, fucking insane. Like, I'm pretty sure a country is going to start turning them away because they're looking for food, they're looking for medicine, they're looking for anything. I mean, honestly, these people is just, like, you know, it's kind of sad what they're going through, but I guess it's shown us the right example that socialism is absolutely terrible, and I don't know why they would want it in the U.S., but, I mean, these idiots got to be stopped. Socialism does not work, has never worked, never will work, as much as they want to say it. It looks good on paper, but in real life, it's not going to happen. Government's going to be greedy, and they're going to take all your shit. That's normally what happens in socialism. The government gets too greedy and they start taking people's shit. So I don't expect that to work. I think Jim Carrey's lost his fucking shit. The guy's an absolute fucking idiot. He believes that socialism works. And he brought up some examples talking about how he didn't have to wait for health care in Canada. Like, Canada has actually had incidents where they have filed courts in their Supreme Court. Court cases is stating about, like, mistreatment of people being denied health care because there's too many people waiting for health care. It's just, you know, the free health care seems like it's great, but, like, the only thing I can really state about the free health care is that it's not going to work. We're too big. It's not going to work because, I mean, you look at the VA. The VA is the most free health care that we have, and it's controlled by the government, and it's absolutely terrible. Free healthcare controlled by the government. I don't understand why people think that the government is going to, like, somehow miraculously just turn a new leaf and not be corrupt. All governments are corrupt at some point when they get too big. The U.S. government is shown to be corrupt. They have times and periods where they are corrupt. So I don't see it lasting, and I don't see it working. It's stupid to even bring that up, especially when what's going to probably happen is that they try to do it with Obamacare, but you can't keep free health care and then tell somebody that if you don't apply for my health care, we're going to tax you. Well, it's the person's choice. Like, see, that's what's great about America. It's people's choice. You don't have to force free health care on somebody else. And plus, also, you got to think, too, on the other side of the note, of free health care. Taxpayers are not going to pay for you to go to the hospital to get checked for a common cold. It's just not going to happen. Like, taxpayers just refuse to do it. Like, I refuse to pay for somebody that's constantly going to the hospital because they hate it now because I guess it's called fat shaming or whatever. But, like, a doctor is going to flat out tell you that he's not going to give you health care until you lose weight because you're too fucking fat. Like, that's the way life is going to be. Like, I don't understand how people would want to have free health care because it's not free. Like, they're going to look at you, like, if you're accident prone, they're going to not give you, like, they're not going to give you insurance because they're going to assume that you're probably going to get hurt before you even have a chance to use your insurance. They're going to look at certain injuries and stuff. Like, if you broke a bone, they're probably not going to give you health insurance. If you are overweight, they're not going to give you health insurance. If you have some kind of disease in your family, they're not going to give you health insurance. And you can't say it's not going to happen because, I mean, the government is just the way it is. They're not going to pay for you to, they're going to put a whole bunch of standards on it, and it's, they're not going to pay for you to be out of shape and not healthy. Like, that's the reason why health insurance costs. They're not going to be able to pay the doctors that they want to pay. And if they do, they're end up going to go to the VA, and the VA will be better, but the rest of the free market healthcare is going to suck. That's just the way it is. I think both parties should have just, like, not, should have never fucked with it and should have stayed away from it, because there's no reason for it. I could be wrong. There probably would be free healthcare, I guess, because a whole bunch of fucking people want free shit. I don't know why, because nothing's ever free, especially when it comes from the government. So that's pretty much what I feel about the whole socialistic fucking side of it. Like, they only talk about the healthcare and how great it is, but they don't talk about, like, socialism comes starvation, and then the next is genocide. Like, Venezuela is on the next step to genocide, which is just absolutely crazy, because they're on starvation. Their dollar, they're about to, they're losing money as they speak. Like, I guess the new thing now is Venezuela's president is blaming the U.S. for having a military, trying to start up a military co, a cope. And I mean, I don't know if the U.S. is involved in it. I'm pretty sure they probably are, because Venezuela does produce about 127 billion gallons worth of oil. So I don't see why we wouldn't want to have all the natural resources. I mean, it's just, I don't see us really getting involved, because every few years Venezuela pops up as something with a military coup or whatever the fuck they want to call it. I do see that we probably did have an involvement, and their military probably did talk to us. So I don't see that. I mean, I don't think we should really mess with it. I think it's kind of great that it's failing. Like, the whole fucking socialistic fucking government is failing. I think that's great. But at the same time, I feel bad for the people. So, I mean, this is a really fucked up situation. Now, on to. So this is another thing that's been going on. We talked about it last week, about the censorship of free speech and on social media and platforms. I guess Norm Macdonald last night, or the night before, went on to Jimmy Fallon, The Late Show, and they canceled it or something. It had to do with his comments about the Me Too comments. I guess he said something. And if you know anything about Norm Macdonald, he kind of leans towards the right, I guess. So it kind of is offensive to them, because I guess he made some comment about Matt Lauer, how they kept him on for so many years, even though he was, like, known, like, sex offender, and they're going after Harvey Weinstein, but they still kept paying him. Or something in that nature. He, so they cancel his stuff, and it's just becoming to this point where I honestly feel that people are censoring stuff just to censor stuff because they feel offended. It goes back to what I said before. If you feel offended of something, you shouldn't really worry about it, because it doesn't, I mean, you're wasting your energy and effort on shit that really doesn't matter. To me, honestly. So Norm Macdonald gets censored. Jeff Sessions opens up an investigation on social media censorship. What does it mean? It's a private company. I don't know how it's going to go. It's probably going to end up going to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is going to probably make a decision. So we'll hear, see from that in the later future. More than likely, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. So those are the few things that I've seen that was pretty interesting. Also, the Saudi princess jewels was stolen from the Ritz in France. About they, I've seen so many articles about this, and I guess it's, I don't know, this is like the second time that the Ritz has had something stolen from them. I think it was also the Kim Kardashian thing where her jewels were taken. There's probably an inside job going on in there. But there was, like, I've seen some articles from different posts that stated, like, 53 million to 900,000 to 930,000, which I don't really see 53 million, but I could also see $930,000 worth of jewels. So her jewels were stolen. Yada, yada, yada. It sucks to be her, but shit happens, I guess. We'll probably hear something, or somebody will hear something about a few people being dead. Excuse me. So on this, so this week's, that was just a few current events.
But this week's episode, I wanted to talk about the video that I watched recently, talking about Western society has, scientists have stated that Western civilization has shown a decline in testosterone in males, which low testosterone could lead to a lot of things. It's like a huge percentage, and like obviously low sex, your sex drive is low. It could lead to mental illness, some kind of mental illness, depression, making you more emotional. Also, it has shown signs to make obviously making you weaker, sex drive, emotional issues. But it's also there's a little small percentage that is shown to be what your political decision is, because I guess men with lower testosterone are more likely to accept being ruled by a socialistic government in some ways. So I mean, I don't really know because I don't really have low testosterone. I guess I'm too masculine for the people. But anyways, BuzzFeed has this video that came out, and it was with these four dudes, and it was to see who, by scientifically proven, who was more attractive by the testosterone levels. And so I watched like 30 seconds of the video, and I couldn't stand it. It was absolutely horrendous. I ended up watching another video that was reviewing it, and the guy was actually like, I guess, a personal trainer or bodybuilder or something in that nature, and was explaining it. And when he was explaining it, he was stating that these men are actually kind of, they need to go seek help. I guess they showed their testosterone levels, and one guy was around my age. His testosterone was like 364 or something. At my age or our age, we're supposed to have a testosterone level of like 675. So he has very low testosterone, and the rest of them are like down in the low 200s. So I guess it does. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for having low testosterone in today's society. We don't really have to. I mean, we're not really going into major conflicts over tribes. I think the further we get into modern civilization, the less dangerous we become. Even Jordan Peterson talks about it in his 12 Rules on How to Live, that book, I believe. I hope I said it right. Probably not. He talks about it in there. He talks about how like society has advanced from the time to when Genghis Khan was around, or when we were trying to explore and build the world up. The more technology connects us, the less violent we become, I guess, in some sense. So that's I mean, that could be a lot of reasons explaining to why testosterone levels are lower than normal. But I mean, it is kind of something that we should question also. I mean, who knows that. I just feel that we should pretty much question it, because I don't understand why they're like, why society's testosterone levels need to be that low. Anyways, that's really dangerous. That's probably producing the reason why we don't have as many children being produced. Maybe it has to do with what we eat. Could be because of the vegans. I don't know. There's a lot of factors that's going into why testosterone levels are low, but the BuzzFeed video is absolutely horrendous, and shouldn't, like, BuzzFeed is just a terrible fucking site. Anyways, in my opinion. So I mean, I don't know what to say about the situation. It was actually embarrassing to watch it. Like, I'm surprised I even lasted as long as I did. But if you want to challenge yourself at something, watch that video. So this week has been a pretty exciting week. Like I said, there's been a lot of crazy stuff. Nothing really too crazy and political. I really want to try to stay away from that the more that I try to make episodes, because I don't feel that I should spend my time wasting my energy on these lunatics. Whatever's going on in politics is completely, both sides are fucking retarded. Leave it at that.
It doesn't matter. I just think that people are losing their fucking minds, and it's the way society is going right now in America. People are just losing their mind. They want to blame Trump. I don't think Trump is really the issue. I just think that it's a bunch of fucking whiny little kids that never had a time, never not got their way. I think it has to do with that. It has to do with a lot of kids who are growing up in society now are being raised by women and don't have men, male role models around them anymore. There's a lot of factors going on. I wish everyone a safe time during the hurricane that's supposed to be hitting this weekend down in the Carolinas. I hope everyone's safe, and I wish everyone the best this week. So, like I said before, at the end of every podcast, and I'll say it again, if anybody has some kind of suicidal problems or suicidal issues or need someone to talk to, make sure that you talk to somebody. Make sure that you are trying to seek help, and let's lower the numbers of veterans on suicide. I guess, like I said, I keep saying, I guess, that it's at 20 now. Let's try to get it down into single digits and lower, honestly. It's possible. It's doable. I'm not going to say let's absolutely get rid of it, because if I do, and it's just never going to happen. Unfortunately, that's the way life is. So if we can get at least to single digits, that would be great. But I would like to say thank you to everyone that listens to my podcast show and everyone that has subscribed. I am looking forward to making more shows in the future. This is episode 15, and it's been a long ride, and I appreciate everyone. Thank you.